Hello everyone, welcome to AstrologyNewsReport.com. Today is June 15th, 2014.
Presenting an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology.
I'm Ron Berger.
And I'm David Anton Savage. Let's take a look at the week that was. Okay, folks, on our June 8th show, we predicted in our upcoming segment that this past week had the potential for some big events.
The combination of Mars square to Pluto, Mars opposite Uranus, Venus opposite Saturn, full moon in Scorpio, so many intense planetary patterns all at once, was a sure indication that something was going to go down, and we were not disappointed. The events of last week have rearranged the pieces on the board.
The first big surprise comes from Iraq. Just in case you thought that scenario was winding down, a Sunni extremist militant group who refer to themselves as, and by the way, cue Mercury retrograde here, the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant, known as ISIL, also known as the Islamic State of Iraq and Greater Syria, ISIS. They took over most of Mosul, which is Iraq's second largest city.
The insurgents seized the airport, government buildings, military bases, prisons, and major thoroughfares. After an hours-long battle, Iraqi army soldiers deserted their posts. Over 500,000 civilians fled the city, causing a massive traffic jam.
Then on Wednesday, they rolled over to Tikrit, the hometown of Saddam Hussein, which is only 93 miles north of Baghdad. There have been reports of mass beheadings. This Sunni jihadist group is driven by an unbending determination to fight for and establish an old-fashioned hardline Islamic state, a caliphate for the 21st century.
So this group called ISIL or ISIS is so extreme that even the real Al-Qaeda disassociated from it. ISIL now controls a huge swath of territory and, after taking Mosul's military base, they have equipped themselves with some serious American-made weaponry. And they robbed the main bank in Mosul of over $400 million, so they are now the richest bunch of insurgents as well.
And then, taking advantage of the crisis, the Kurds, a significant ethnic minority in northeast Iraq, seized control of Kirkuk, the main city in that region of the country, which was a wise move if they want to organize themselves against the monomaniacal fundamentalist horde.
And then, last Thursday, Iran got involved. Iran deployed two battalions of its elite Revolutionary Guard Corps to fight against the Sunni jihadists in Iraq. Iran, a Shiite state, is throwing its weight behind Baghdad's Shiite Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki, making this a straight-up sectarian battle and threatening to make it a much larger area-wide conflict.
So, what is the USA doing? Well, a lot of meetings in the Situation Room. Publicly, Obama claims that all options are on the table.
But then he says, no boots on the ground.
Which only leaves death from above.
All right. Well, it appears everything that the U.S. fought for is now going down the tubes, only 2.5 years after the last U.S. soldier departed.
Yes. Thank you, America, for your efforts at nation building. It's so much better now that the USA removed that bad man for the weapons of mass destruction, which he never had.
It's beginning to look like Saddam Hussein wasn't so bad after all.
Meanwhile, here in the good old USA, we had our own upset game changer. The majority leader in the House of Representatives, conservative Eric Cantor, got rolled over by his even more extreme right-wing challenger, college professor David Bratt, in the Virginia Republican primary for representative of Virginia's 7th District.
It was a big surprise for all the pundits and for Cantor, who had been expected to win big, but instead, a total political newbie took out an experienced Republican operator, and by double digits, no less.
Oh.
The next day, Cantor announced his resignation as House Majority Leader.
Oh, snap. Mercury retrograde is in full effect as the media paused through the splattered entrails, trying to make sense out of what the voters hath wrought.
And another unusual fact of this political race, the big money did not win. Eric Cantor spent over $5 million on his primary campaign versus Dave Brat spending a mere $122,000.
Wow.
This fits with Saturn opposite Venus last week. Saturn is the workers' planet and therefore stands for democracy, in other words, the government by the workers. Venus is the planet of money. Venus went down in this one.
And if we look at the USA chart, we see another manifestation of Uranus, the planet of sudden, unexpected events, transiting through the fourth house, the house of the opposition party, that is to say, the Republicans.
And Uranus is going to be there until 2017, so the surprises in the Republican Party are not over anytime soon.
All right, well, speaking of Uranus being the planet of surprises, and Mars is, of course, the planet of violence, the Uranus-Mars opposition was in full force last week, and here are just a few examples.
Right away on Sunday night, there was a major attack on the Karachi airport in Pakistan, the main civilian airport of that country. The Taliban claimed responsibility for a brazen siege on Karachi's Jinnah International Airport that left dozens dead, saying the attack was in retaliation for drone strikes on villages in Pakistan's troubled northwest.
A Taliban spokesman added ominously, "This was just an example of what we are capable of, and there is more to come. The government should be ready for even worse attacks."
So, the attack on the airport was because of U.S. drone attacks in Pakistan? What do you think the U.S. military's response was? Why, resume drone attacks in Pakistan, of course.
Oh, perfect. And at the same time, in the USA, a different sort of unexpected attack occurred in Las Vegas. Two Las Vegas police officers were shot dead while eating their lunch at a pizza counter. The gun-wielding couple left a Nazi swastika and a "Don't Tread on Me" flag on each of their bodies. Then they proceeded over to a Walmart, shooting and killing a bystander who pulled out his own gun and challenged them. Police arrived on the scene, and it all ended with the woman shooting her partner before turning the weapon on herself.
Turns out these two were rabid anti-government white supremacist patriots who had, in fact, participated in the Cliven Bundy standoff of several weeks ago.
And here's a very weird Mercury retrograde angle on this whole deal, where the communications planet does a bit of time travel. TV reporters had actually interviewed the shooter, Gerard Meller, at the Bundy Ranch during the whole episode back in April. So now, many weeks later, we can watch an extended interview of this now-dead toad brain expressing his twisted views.
And another incident of unexpected violence. In one of the most deadly friendly fire cases in more than a decade, 5 U.S. Special Operations troops and at least one Afghan soldier were killed accidentally by an airstrike in southern Afghanistan. They had been ambushed by Taliban fighters and called for air support. The B-1 bomber arrived and accidentally struck the location of the U.S. soldiers. Mercury retrograde, of course, being the planet of decisions, creates mistakes.
Yes. Mars-Uranus interactions don't have to manifest as unexpected violence. Mars is the planet of sports and victory. Uranus is the planet of surprises. The World Cup got underway in Brazil last week, and almost right away there was a surprise. The Netherlands trounced defending champion Spain 5-1, a bit of sweet revenge for the Dutch since they had lost Spain 4 years ago in the finals.
Let's not forget that the Mars-Uranus interaction will be continuing for several more weeks, so we can expect more surprises coming from Brazil as the matches continue.
Mercury is the planet of data, information, numbers, and facts. Mercury retrograde means going back over and correcting your facts and data. Last week, the Ford Motor Company, bowing to the demands of the EPA, lowered its fuel economy numbers, dropping the estimated miles per gallon for 6 current models.
And here's another submission for Mercury retrograde example of the week. Remember that Mercury is the planet of signatures. A defendant in a Central California burglary case walked out of a courtroom a free man after a jury mistakenly signed a not guilty verdict form.
The flabbergasted judge said Wednesday that he had no choice but to order defendant Bobby Lee Pearson to be set free from jail because the not guilty verdict had been put into the record. And here's the ironic finale. Barely an hour after being released, Pearson was dead. Police allege he was stabbed to death by his sister's boyfriend at her house when he arrived to retrieve his belongings. Said boyfriend is now in custody on murder charges.
And so we conclude this week's Review of the Week. Be sure to click in with us next week.